Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting third. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Pete Broberg. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Miguel Delon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delon strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thormudsgaard fires to first and picks off Edwards. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delon. Shiles reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Revering reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Revering moves to third. Essien moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Revering scores. Essien moves to third. Armas moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essien scores. Armas scores. Thomason moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLone. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thormudsgaard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Thormudsgaard. Armas moves to third. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomasson strikes out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a line drive into right field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford is hit by the pitch. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Thomason reaches third base with a triple. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLone for the out. One out. Bill North pinch hits for Mike Edwards. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomason tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Staggs now playing second base. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Sosa covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Serum now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Bob Randall. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Morales now playing first base. Rod Carew now playing second base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Armas strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomason strikes out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeLone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Sosa covering, for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLone. Carew reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.